Log Talk Radio.
Grateful. because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls. And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mr. Van Morrison, this morning, when God shined his light on us, and that was Pastor Hinton this morning praying that prayer of faith. Oh, I could hear it all day long. I could hear it all day long, hear him pray that prayer of faith, because that's what we need this morning and every morning and all through the day. We need prayer. Yeah, because we learned this, prayer will fix it every time over and over and over again. It's prayer that will fix it. But God hear every word that we say. And while we're calling on him, he's already on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. Hallelujah. Over and over and over again. And so we're so thankful this morning unto Almighty God. Hallelujah. The one we can call out to, the one we can cry to, and he will hear our cry. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's got all the power. There's no higher power than him. And all power is for us today. Think about that. All power is for us. And his word says, if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Hallelujah. That's good news right there. Hallelujah. But we just have to remember these things. And I know the day get busy, and sometimes it's a rough day, and the enemy come in sometimes like a flood, and we may forget that God is him that would raise the standard. But if we could only remember, as soon as something negative or bad or what we can't control or do nothing about, as soon as that thing come our way, begin to lift them hands. And if you can't lift your hands and your heart, begin to praise God and watch what happens. Oh, yeah. Begin to praise God and watch what happens. Because no matter what, he's the one that's going to have the last word on everything. Yeah, he's got the last word. I know it looked like it's going to win. It looked like it's going to take over. It looked like you out of the race. You done. They done counted you out. He one, two, three. He almost the 10. And it's God that will raise a standard. Hallelujah. He'll lift you up. He'll show you, oh, no, you're not out. They're not going to be able to do this to you. I got you right here. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning that he got us. He got us. And if he be for us, again, he's more than the whole world against us. And so we're thankful unto him today. Almighty God, we want to keep our mind on him. We want to talk about him. Yeah, we want to tell others what he has done in our lives. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But there's none like him. None like him. I don't know no one else who loved me the way that he does. I don't know anyone come to my rescue. And when I've gotten myself into trouble, I don't know anybody else who know I got me into trouble and yet come and deliver me out of the trouble but him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's that kind of God. Yeah, and this is the God that's on our side. And if we can remember him, lift him up. Tell him thank you. Don't forget. Don't forget him. Yeah, he don't forget us. Many times we say, oh, he done forgot us. I asked for this. He didn't do it yet. Listen, tell yourself this. It's not according to my timing. It's according to his. And he know the perfect timing to bring this to pass. And if I can let go what I want and trust him, and delight myself in him, begin to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, he's going to bring more than I'm desiring. He's going to bring more than I want. But I got to let it go. And see, that's the problem many times. We holding on to it, asking God to fix it. We holding on to it, asking God to give it to us. Let it go. He heard you the first time, I promise you. Because his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Not only that, he know the very intent of our hearts. Nothing too hard for him to do today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him this morning for all he's done. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. Thank him for prayer. Thank him for faith. Thank him for his spirit. Thank him for his word. Thank him for sending his word in the flesh for us, his son Jesus. Thank him for his suffering. Oh, yeah. His hanging, bleeding, dying, conquering all, and rising with all power. Hallelujah. Thank you for his grace and his mercy. Most of all, for his love. Because his love is what caused grace and mercy to work for us. His love is what caused him to look beyond our fault and yet continue to bless us. Hallelujah. I could talk about him now. I'm telling you. Because I know him for myself. And he has done great and mighty things for me. And there's none like him. Yeah, I love talking about him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love sharing his wondrous work. I love giving testimony after testimony because he's done so much for me. Gave me a brand new life. I couldn't give it to myself. I couldn't make me over. Hey, I couldn't save me. Only he could do it. I couldn't sanctify me. See, I couldn't set myself aside unto him. He had to do it. Yeah, I couldn't fill myself with his spirit. He had to fill it. Ooh, I feel all right there. I can remember days I was driving down the street. I was in Orlando going down OBT, headed back to work. And I remember sitting at the light and there was a car next to me. And I remember thinking, God saved me. My name was, the last name was Mac at the time. I said, God saved old Barbara Mac. Look at this. And the car next to me, he was praising God too. Oh boy, look here. The light turned green and I know I mashed the gas, but I don't even remember controlling the wheel because my hands went up. I went to yelling and telling God thank you because of what he had done. I remember what he did for me. Saved me. Sanctified me. Filled me. I no longer desired to do them old things I used to do. Oh, no good things. Yeah. Wasn't helping nobody, making people worse, if anything. And he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I'm grateful unto him. Good morning, Sion. And I want to ask y'all to keep her and her family in prayer. Her father passed away. And we don't want to forget to keep them lifted. I got a list I go by so I can intercede. So I want to remind y'all of that this morning to pray. Also want to remind you, go make sure you're going by Sister Rita's GoFundMe page. And if you go to GoFundMe, you're looking for help family get a place to live. Help family get a place to live when you go to GoFundMe. If it's a dollar, just donate, but plant a seed of a dollar. If you can plant more, plant more. Yeah, and pray. And if you don't have seed to plant, pray and ask the Lord, Lord, give me seed to plant for Sister Rita. Because God gives seed to the sower. Yes, he does. I'm a living witness. I wanted $1,000 seed. Do you know God did it? So I could plant it. Yeah. And guess what? The harvest of it really haven't all the way come up yet. He's still working on that harvest. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And I asked God, I said, Lord, the seed I already planted, Lord, let it come up for a memorial. And God, you give me another harvest of the seed I already planted. Hallelujah. That he already harvested me on. He's that kind of God. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. He is able. I got some folk I want to bless. Ooh, you have no clue, but I know he's able. I got some people I want to pay off. Oh, no, man. Yeah, but he know when the timing is right. Oh, I thank him this morning. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back. Scripture reading and talking about our topic for today, the vaccine makers and the creators. Yeah. Who made the vaccines and vaccine creators? I have a clip I want you to take a listen to. I have a couple of clips I want you to take a listen to. And I heard it before, you know, but sometimes you hear things and, you know, you keep going because you hear so much. But I had heard once they get the vaccine, they had 6 months to 5 years to live. Then I heard that the people who got the vaccine, they shot the virus in them, and now they're spreading the virus. So I've heard all kind of things. And it's so much, you know, on the internet, you know, and a lot of times you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. But I found the vaccine scientist and spreading vaccine misinformation, they're saying. And his name is Robert Malone, and claims to have invented the mRNA technology. Why is he trying so hard to undermine its use? Now, this is what they're asking the question of. But my thing was this. I don't care what's his reasoning. If he made it, he said he's not taking it. And don't you take it. How about I'm not doing it? I don't care what his reasoning is for coming out telling all of this. But I do know this. I can't do it. Yeah. Another thing. See, I belong to Almighty God that have all power. Back in the day when they was giving the diphtheria, I think it was, Brother Louis. Is that what it was called? Diphtheria and polio and measles and mumps. And they were giving all these shots out and things. I refused it. And back in the early 60s, your parents had to take you for it. My dad went to take me for it, and they put this red stuff on a sugar cube and gave it to me, and I was supposed to eat it. As we walking off, my dad said, "You're going to eat it." I took it in and threw it across the fence. He looked at me. I said, "Daddy, I can't take this stuff." He said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I don't know what they're putting in it and why." He said, "Well, baby, it's to keep you." I said, "Daddy, whatever I'm going to get it. Whether I take this or I don't take it. And if I'm going to die from anything, it's going to be the will of God, not my will." My daddy got, I was a small girl, probably around 6. My daddy got me by the hand, and we started skipping. He started skipping with me because he saw my faith. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. And the flu shot. The pneumonia shot. Every time I went to the doctor, they, "Have you had your shot yet?" I told them, I said, "Listen, if you offer that to me one more time, I'm never coming back here again." And I guess they thought I was joking. The next time I went, here they come. "Have you had?" I said, "No, and I'm not going to ever get it, and I'm not coming back here again." I got up and walked on out of there. Went and found Dr. Moshevi. And they not over there asking me, "Have you had your shot yet?" He asked me about the vaccine. And he told me he understand because he thought I was not getting the vaccine because I'm African-American, I'm black, and I don't trust white people. That's what he thought my no, Doc. My reason was I know what Revelation says, Doc. I know you don't, and he from a place where not without my daughter was from. Oh, I can't think of it now. But anyway, he's an American citizen now, I'm sure. But guess what, Doc? I can't be bothered. I'm not putting foreign stuff in my body, and I don't know what it is. They made it too fast, too quick, and too furious for me. I just have to wait, yeah, and see what's what. But he talked about it and said there's so many, even millions of people had died from it. But the news won't bring it out. You won't hear it on TV. They keep it under wraps on the internet and all this kind of thing. But I know this. If God be for me, who can be against me? And for those that didn't know and didn't understand and, you know, they thought they was getting the right thing and doing the right thing, I know God got your back. Yeah, because all you got to do is pray. And say, "Lord, I didn't understand. I didn't even know what I was doing, Lord. I was trying to protect me and my family. And Father, forgive me. And Lord, I ask that you remove this stuff out of my system and make me over again like I never had nothing put in there." He's able. You hear what I say? God is able to. If he can heal diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney problems, he heals all manner of sickness and disease. So if he can do that, go to him about it and see what happens. Yeah, he's able to see us through. I got one more, and this is a request, and I love this little song. Thank you so much for reminding me, Lord. Thank you, thank you. All right, so let's play this one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a beautiful song. You are my hiding place. Yeah. Whenever I'm in trouble, whenever I'm going through, I'm going to run to you because you're my hiding place. The scriptures say his name is a place where the righteous can run in and be saved. And how many know he counted Abraham's faith as righteousness? Not what he was doing now. Because we look, all the great men and women of God had problems one way or another. Even Apostle Paul, That's my favorite apostle right now. Apostle Paul, the one that was Saul, you know, that serial killer. On his way to Damascus, God showed him the right things in the right way. Sion, yes, ma'am. So look, I noticed this morning, I know that the enemy have plans, and he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And in this hour, he even want the saints of God to be shaken in their boots. But greater is he this morning that lives within us than he that is in the world. But you got to make sure he's living in you. And guess what you got to know? Without him, you can do nothing. You got to trust him. You got to keep the faith. You got to believe in him and allow him to move for you. I looked at Acts 4 and 22 this morning, and it says, for the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Y'all remember the blind man, God healed him, and he was blind from his birth, they said. And they asked, well, which one of the parents sinned that, who sinned that he was born blind? And they let him know, neither one of them. God did this to show himself that he had all power. Yeah. And this morning, he's got all power still. And if we would allow him, he'll do it for us. We heard Morrison say over there, Van Morrison, he healed the sick and he healed the lame. He said, we can do it too in Jesus' name. That's what I heard Van say. And I believe that. And look, when I looked at 1 Corinthians 12 and 30, have all the gifts of healing. Do all speak with tongues. Do all interpret. There's a work for everybody. And even if you don't have the gift of healing, you yet can pray for healing for whoever needs it, yourself and anybody else, and mean it from your heart. God will do it. Look what them apostles did. Look at Luke 9 and 6. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. See, when we leave God out of stuff, that's when we really have the biggest problems. But if we'll keep him first and keep him in everything concerning our lives, he's going to take care of everything. He's going to take care of us, and he's going to heal if that's what we need. But we got to believe him for the healing. Yeah. See? And look, listen, God is faithful, and he's able to see us through. We got to have faith and ask God to heal. I haven't heard no news about my daughter. Everything is supposed to be the same. But I told him, even while she's out, if she's in a coma and out, Lord, I need you to talk to her so that when you raise her up, she'll be a greater witness unto you. Because that's what we need to be, a greater witness unto him. We need to become that more and more. And we don't need to speak in parables to today people, because they don't understand all of this. Speak plain, common, everyday language, and help somebody today to come to Jesus. Because in this hour, we need him. Look at the vaccine scientists spreading misinformation, all kind of foolishness. We need him this morning. And they won't let you into the hospital. See, because I would go in talking to them that's on the ventilator. Them that's over there having breathing problems, I raise my hand over there, Lord, touch and open up their breathing in the name of Jesus. And y'all can go over there and pray with them. I'm going back into these ventilator folks so I can talk to them. See, because I'll be in their ear. Faith cometh by hearing. I don't care what you is. You can be in a coma. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. And I would tell my daughter, hey, look here. Our nickname is Coco. That's what we call her. I would say, Coco, I'm going to need you to talk to the Lord. If you can hear me, I need you to be talking to God. And I need you to ask him to heal you and to bring you out of this with new revelation, with new instructions. How are you going to do more unto him? You need the instructions. I will be talking to her. And she understands. But they won't let you in there. But God is faithful. And look like to me, if you're willing to take the chance to go in there and they test you and everything is good with you, they should let you in there. But see, I believe the test, they testing you with the virus. I can't take it. Yeah, I stay from around all of that. I don't want any of that. A lady said, she said, now, I think her son had died from it after he got the vaccine. Her sister was in perfect health. She went and got the vaccine, and she died. She said she had been around everybody. I think her husband had it. Everybody around her who had got vaccinated got COVID. She didn't have it. She said, and with them getting the, you know, vaccination, at the time, she didn't, the first two, the son, I think it was, and the sister, she didn't understand. So guess what? She went and got vaccinated, and when she got vaccinated, she caught COVID. But again, it's so much out here, you know. But I don't believe this woman had a reason to just sit around and lie. But it's just so much stuff out of here. And this Dr. Robert Malone, they say he invented the mRNA technology. And now he's trying so hard to undermine its use. But if this is what this man is doing, it's something to that. Wouldn't you think that? Okay, I made a pound cake. And I said, everybody come get a piece of this pound cake. It's going to heal whatever's ailing you. Or I give it to the government and I say, well, this is what I got and this pound cake is going to heal. And they approved the pound cake to go out to whoever wanted. And then all of a sudden I come and say, hold up, don't eat that pound cake. Because if you eat that pound cake in 65 years, you'll be dead. Your children are going to be sterile. It's going to alter your DNA. It's going to do this to your brain. It's going to do that to that. He made it now. So why would I say he's given misinformation? You want the cake? Okay. Why would, Brother Louis, y'all doing? Why would he make this and then come back and say don't take it? He didn't take it. I tried to find all that I could on the creators and the ones who made the vaccine and whether or not they had taken it. I could not find it anywhere. I could not find if they took it or if they did not take it. I went to CNN and I looked over there. I went to the CDC. And this is all I found over on CNN. Scientist, the last name is U, I mean, first name is U-G-U-R, last name S-A-H-I-N, and it's a team, two of them, O-Z-L-E-M and T-U-R-E-C-I have dedicated their lives to the field of oncology. Oncology. And infectious diseases, and spent years pioneering personalized immunotherapy treatment for cancer. That's all I found. And Janssen Pharmaceutical Company's vaccine is a vaccine that aims to protect against COVID-19. Manufacturer, developer, Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies. Now, that's all I found. And they tell you the research name, the vaccine type, viral vector, administration method, shot in the muscle of the upper arm. Moderna, NIAID vaccine is a COVID-19 vaccine authorized by FDA, the Food Drug Administration, and recommended by the CDC for use in the U.S. for a limited population. Manufacturer developer, Moderna, NIAID. Research name, they gave you the name, the vaccine type, mRNA, same thing. Administration method, shot in the upper, in the muscle of the upper arm. But now this man here, Moderna is saying that they, and the FDA, they recommend it and they authorize it. But Dr. Robert Malone was the one who created it. He made it. He said, don't do it. Please, just don't do it, is what he's telling everybody. And again, I got to look at it. If this man who made it say, don't do it, I got to not do it. If I say, don't eat that pound cake, don't eat it. I made it. I know what's in it. Yeah. So Robert Malone, a medical doctor and an infectious disease researcher, recently suggested that this Pfizer, is that what it's called? P-F-I-Z-E-R, and Moderna vaccines might actually make COVID-19 infections worse. Now, he was the one that made it, and this is what he said. He chuckled as he imagined Anthony Fauci announcing that the vaccination campaign was all a big mistake. Oh, darn, I was wrong. I would need to be abandoned. When he floated that nightmare scenario during a recent podcast interview with Steve Bannon, both men seemed almost delighted at the prospect of public health officials and pharmaceutical companies getting their concupiscence. This is a catastrophe, Bannon declared, beaming at his guest. You're hearing it from an individual who invented the mRNA vaccine and has dedicated his life to vaccines. He's the opposite of an anti-vaxxer. Yeah. So if this man say don't do it, but Moderna and the pharmaceutical companies and FCA and FDA and EFGHIJK say do it, now I got to go with the one who made it. Because he know what it was made out of. He may not tell what it was made out of, but he made it, so I got to go with him. I'm not going with no one else. Yeah. And it's already all right this morning. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. I want you to hear this morning. And I have another clip. I got to figure out how to play this other clip. All right. Now, where did I put it? Okay. Take a look. Listen to this. Now, this is Dr. Sean Brooks. He's a PhD from Oxford, speaks to the Ohio School Board. Listen to this. I found it last week, and Sister Samoa sent it to me again yesterday. And so I just went on, you know, to YouTube and got it and said, well, let's just take a listen at it together. Listen to this.
I think we should be respectful of each other. For the next person.
brother. Disappointed. My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, you have dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo. But there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied, unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
You have 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will have. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is.
Thanks.
It's already happening.
Sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Nothing can stop what's coming.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. Let everyone else speak first.
It's all right, Jim. It's all right, Jim.
Next person.
Okay, now we hear this, and they put him out of there when he told them what they told people to do. Yeah, and what Dr. Malone had said. They put him out of there then, you see. And I don't understand, because if these people... I'm going to take a look, too, at Dr. Tenpenny. But if these people that are involved in it, this man got a PhD, and Dr. Malone, he's a medical doctor and an infectious disease researcher. And he's saying don't do it. I mean, why would you continue to push it until everybody come together and let's figure this out for real? Let's figure this out before we giving this stuff to these people. And then you got people, remember the devil, coming against each other. I'm vaccinated. You're not vaccinated. You giving me COVID. Now the ones with the vaccine, you giving the unvaccinated the COVID. We know that the devil is the author of confusion. Yeah. God is not the author of confusion. And I tell you, we got to keep him in the midst of this. We got to keep him first in all of this so we'll know what to do, what not to do. We got to follow what his word said concerning us. We're his people. And he takes good care of his own. That's why he is called Father. There's a difference between a daddy and a father. Because some men are daddies, but they never take care of their children. They leave it to the woman. You got a lot of daddies. They lay with the woman. The woman had a baby. Haven't seen him since. Neither have the kids. Some kids don't even know who their daddy is. But God is our father. And a father don't leave his children, and he takes good care of his children, and he teaches his children. Yeah, the best that he can, what he know, he's going to teach his children. And we know that God Almighty, Almighty God, Jehovah, the one that have all power, the one that so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten son. He's an all-wise, all-knowing God. He know what tomorrow holds. I don't know. And my daddy didn't know. But God knew what tomorrow would hold. So we got to keep him in this. Because if we exclude God out of this and let our flesh disabsorb what the flesh wants, we're going to be in trouble. We won't know which way to go, how to go, where to turn and nothing, what to believe and what not to believe. We'll believe those that are against us, those that don't care if we live or die. We'll be for them that's want to make money off of all this stuff. They don't care if you live or die. Do what you got to do, just make sure I get paid. But if we follow the instructions of Almighty God, we're going to be better, much better. Yeah. So I'm going in and I'm going to take a look, a listen to Sherry Tenpenny. And let's see if it's a video, Brother Louis. It may be reading. Let's see. Because I found one by her. Okay. It says Sherry Tenpenny. Okay, all right, let's go with this one first. Ohio doctor tells lawmaker COVID-19 vaccine can leave people magnetized, interface with 5G towers. And I've heard people say before they took the vaccine, they didn't have nothing, you know, they could put a magnet on their skin and it wouldn't, you know, stick. But after the vaccine, you know, the magnet started sticking to them. So Columbus, Ohio, WCHM, a Cleveland doctor, an anti-vaccine advocate, went on a rant about a 5G internet and metal objects sticking to the bodies of vaccinated people while giving testimony at an Ohio House Health Committee meeting Tuesday. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny testified in favor of House Bill 248, which would keep a business or the government from requiring vaccination. Proposed Ohio legislation would put an end to mandatory vaccination. During her testimony, Tenpenny stated, "I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who have had these shots and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them and they can stick because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There's been people who have long suspected that there's been some sort of an interface yet to be defined interface between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers. Vaccines for COVID-19 do not contain metals and microchips that make recipients magnetic at the site of injection. Physics and medical experts have told Reuters there's no evidence that 5G harms the immune system, scientific director of SciProof International in Sweden, Matriel Simco, told the Associated Press last year. They said it's a conspiracy theory, burned 5G towers claiming link to virus. You see, you got so much until you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. But I go back to Dr. Malone, who made it. And if he said don't do it, he didn't do it. And I'm sure he's not allowing his family to do it. I couldn't go with no one else. Yeah. Now, under Sherry Tenpenny, it says this, there's no evidence that 5G harms the immune system. The theories gained momentum in 2019 from Russian state media outlets, which helped push them into U.S. domestic conversation. Disinformation experts said in that same AP report. The Poynter Institute's Politifact check sheet on Tenpenny showed that she has lied in 100% of videos they have reviewed of hers, and she has previously said vaccine caused autism, the claim public health officials have debunked. Now, see, this kind of stuff, I just wouldn't be bothered with it at all. Because I don't know if the woman lying, if she's not lying. I don't know if these people who say she's lying, if they lying or not. I just couldn't be bothered. COVID-19, flu, smoking damage, reproduction, but not vaccines. Ohio health officials say. Yeah, I just couldn't go in with it. Because I'm not medically, I don't know about it, and I couldn't do it. Yeah, I just have to stay away from it. So you can look her up, Tenpenny. You can look up Dr. Robert Malone and see what they got to say. I think this is the other clip I was looking for, and I want to see if we can hear this, if this is the right one.
Hello, my name is Dr. Paul Kangas. As a doctor, I support the nurses going on strike at hospitals nationwide against the vaccine mandate. We now have massive scientific evidence that the vaccines are causing more injuries, more paralysis, more deaths than the COVID-19. This is an important point in American history that everybody has to stand up and support the hospital workers and nurses and doctors that are going on strike against the mask mandate. The virus is submicroscopic, meaning that it cannot be stopped by a mask. This has been known for 50 years. The problem is the revolution is not being televised. The revolution is going on. The media is totally blacking out the fact that the nurses are going on strike against the vaccine mandate because Big Pharma owns and controls all the media in the United States now. They own and control all the medical schools and hospitals now. The nurses have power. The doctors have power in the hospitals. When they go on strike, they will defeat the vaccine mandate. The evidence is clear. The vaccines are not working. Read the book by Linus Pauling, How to Live Better and Longer. He points out the scientific basis for proving that the best defense against COVID-19, influenza, the rhinovirus, all the common colds, is to take 2 grams of vitamin C hourly. This is an important period in American history. I urge everybody to stand up against Big Pharma. We can win. We have the power. We have the knowledge. Please go to The High Wire, www.thehighwire.com, and sign up and join the community and fight against these takeover. Israel has vaccinated 92% of all of its people. And now they have a pandemic of the vaccinated people. We are in a worldwide crisis. Stand up. I urge you to resist the Big Pharma takeover of society.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Dr. Paul Kang.
That is wild to me. But what I know, we each have to make a decision what we want to do. Whether you want to take it or not take it, if you want to continue to research, they say that globally, Dr. Tenpenny is being attacked. And it does, the vaccine does cause autism. Another blogger called the vaccine the Satan serum. If it'll sterilize your children. Now, I noticed one lady personally, and she and her daughters, I think they went and took the Medina. I think they took that one, if I'm not mistaken. She's got young daughters. They breast grew so quick. They look like women. Yeah, like women breasts. Her breast grew after they took the vaccine. So this morning, I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you to keep God first, and I can tell you to search his word. I can tell you this morning to pray, believe in God, have faith in God, trust him, and ask him to show you, lead and guide me in this vaccination thing, God. Your word says don't do it. And what should I do? You know, every individual is up to you. And it's up to you what you decide for your children. Yeah. I heard a woman say that children were taken to the hospital and not released back to their parents. It wasn't a case of abuse or anything like that. They just took the children. They don't know where their children are, what's going on, or if they'll ever get their children back. It's no longer time for the believers, the saints of God, the people of God, to play with God. It's not a time to seek what the world have got going on. It's time to seek what God has said. Because he's already told us what would happen, what would go on, what the world would become, what it would do. He let us know he's got to come back. And it's so messed up, he's not going to fix it. He's bringing down a new heaven and a new earth. Man done messed it up. He's not going to fix it. And he brought the rainbow as a sign that he will no longer destroy all man and by water. Next time it'll be by fire. But he yet gave those who can receive him and believe he's going to spare them because they're going to obey his word. They're going to obey his voice. Those who can't obey, refuse. He didn't set hell up for us, for his people. He didn't set hell up for people. But man became more wickeder and wiser. And the scripture says hell enlarges itself daily. It's preparing to receive more and more people, because more and more people, they don't put God first. They don't believe. They don't have no faith. They need natural, fleshly proof. And God is a spirit. And they that worship him, they that believe in him, it must be in spirit and in truth. It's nothing you can do with God with a natural mind. Because the flesh is us, with the way we naturally think, and the spirit of God is always at war against each other. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And many times we override the spirit because we're listening to the flesh. We're more fleshly than spiritual. And there are a lot of people don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear the truth. But there's a great and notable day coming when they're going to wish. I would have wished I would have went over there and heard what was being said on Jesus in the morning. And I wish I would have took heed and not let my flesh come up and battle what God is speaking over there. But that I would have took heed, I would have received it. And I would have began to seek God with my whole heart. Because listen to me, he's returning. And we must be ready. Everybody that he called, everybody that was born, he called you to something or chose you to do something. He didn't just bring you into this world to suck up his air and do what America say, live the American dream. It goes way beyond that. It's much more than going to school, finishing school, getting a job, starting a family, and it starts all over again. It goes way beyond corporate America. In other words, it goes way beyond even the imagination of man. The day he has drawn you to him, listen, not everyone has been drawn. And the only way people can come to God, he's got to draw you. If he don't draw you, you can't come. So those that really don't believe he haven't drawn them, they can't come. To talk this way would be foolishness to them, because they don't understand. He haven't drawn them. He haven't given them wisdom of him. But he has drawn us, and we have a chance to get it right with him. In James, I believe it's chapter 1 over in verse 5, if I'm not mistaken. If any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. But see, we got some issues with doubt. And this is why we run after what's in the flesh and not what's after the spirit. See, we're not fooling God. We're fooling ourselves, but we're not fooling God. He know if we spiritual, and he know if we leaning more on our flesh than on his spirit. He know if we going more with our flesh than we going with his word. And when I tell you, you got to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is, that's called faith, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you diligently seek God for wisdom, he's going to give it to you. If you diligently seeking him for healing, he's going to give it to you. Why is that? The harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. We pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more labors, but how about the labor that he called or chose us for? When are we going to get serious about that? If he come back, could you truly say that your work is complete? You have done all that God required you to do. He made you for his pleasure. If we look at the 105th song down around that first on down to the third verse around in there, it says, talk of his wondrous works. Well, first it tells you to sing songs unto him, and talk of his wondrous works, and make known his deeds among the people. But we're afraid that if we take too much time for God, we're going to lose out in the natural. I'm going to lose my job. I'm gonna become homeless. See, that's when you're not trusting him. That's when you're not diligently seeking him so he can reward you. Let me tell you what I did. In 2006, I come off the job. I couldn't get my retirement money yet. But I come off by faith, in faith, trusting God. I told him what I wanted. I said, Lord, I don't want to punch man clock no more. I only want to punch your clock. I want to work full-time unto you, and I can't work full-time unto you and on man's job. Listen to me. I didn't know where the next dollar was going to come from after I got that last paycheck. I didn't know. But guess what? I was willing to go full-time. Sarah Duncan and I was talking. She said, Barbara, come on to New Jersey. I said, I don't have the money to come right now. She said, okay, let's work it out. She borrowed the money from me from this deacon we knew. $600. I went on to New Jersey, 3-night revival. When everything was said and done, that third night, I was headed back to the hotel. She said, Barbara Mack, we only raised $600. I said, okay. She said, and I need 2 of the 6. I said, okay. I didn't come here to run revival for money. I come so the people would be blessed. So she said, well, okay, let me go do what I got to do. She went to the ATM, and she gave me $400. But before I left, look, now, I'm just coming off the job, don't know where the next dollar coming from. Before I left Jacksonville to go to Jersey, I asked the Lord for $3,000. See, he wanted to show me who he was, and if you're going to really do this unto me, and you're really going to work like I need you to work, if you're going to go and bless the harvest, I'm going to show you what I'm able to do. Asking for $3,000, this is the honest truth. I went on to New Jersey. She gave me the $400. I come on home happy. I didn't know my neighbors loved me so much. I really didn't. When I got home, my neighbors was happy to see me. Oh, they came out and helped me got my bags out the trunk of the car, and they had all my mail. I was like, look at them. I mean, I wasn't gone but 3 days and 3 nights, but boy, I had a stack of mail. So look what happened. Before I leave to go out of town, I always strip the house down. Leave the bed unmade up, but I got the linen to wash the linen. Everything in the house clean when I come back. I got in there looking through my mail, and that was a check. And I said, I got a check. When I opened the check up, it was for $2,600. Do y'all hear me now? I asked for $3,000. I come out of Jersey with $400. When I got home, he gave me $2,600. $2,600 and $400 equals $3,000. I don't care where you go. It's going to equal $3,000. Remember, I didn't know where my next dime was coming from. My car was paid for. I had that 1998 Ford Contour. Willie, the Silver Soldier. But by faith, and I diligently seek them, and he rewarded me. And he didn't just reward me with the $3,000, but he rewarded me with wisdom and knowledge of him and his word. He showed me and gave me proof I'm able to do it. Can you believe me? Do you really want to work unto me? What is it you really want to do? Because if it's unto me for that vineyard, I'm going to bless you like you say you want to be blessed. Yeah. I had been on a cruise. Yeah, the company paid for it. They had given me money. Big bonus check. Big, big bonus check. God had blessed me. Look, all that I want to do is unto you. I don't want to do nothing unto myself and from other folks and what they talking about. Lord, I want to get my instructions from you. I only want to obey you. And I want to be a blessing unto your people. Look, now, during this time, I was out in front of the place where I live on the sidewalk talking to my neighbor. And I had seen this young man walk up and down through there. And up the street, all the way up on Edgewood, there had been a young man shot because the man said he came in there to rob him. And this was a young man that was shot. And I, you know, was standing to my mailbox talking to the neighbor, and he said, "Hey, Auntie." So I turned around and looked, you know, I said, "Hey." Because, you know, black folks call each other cuz and relatives, "Hey, Ma," all of that. So he said, "Can I talk to you for a few minutes?" I said, "Yeah, you can talk to me." He said, "I know you heard about the young man getting shot. The man said he was robbing him, come in the store to rob him, and he shot him." I said, "Yeah, right up the street there." He said, "Yeah, that was me." And he opened up his jacket and showed me. And I was like, "Wow." He said, "But I want to talk to you because I need some help. I don't know which way to go." He said, "I was going with the man's wife. And when I went in there, I was kind of creeping around because I wanted to make sure. Because usually when I go, he don't be there. So this particular day, I wasn't sure if he was there or not. So I creeped in there trying to see if I could see him. And if I could see him, I knew not to approach his wife." I'm thinking to myself, "What?" He said, and he was easing on back there, you know, to check it out. And the man shot him. And he went to the hospital and everything, and they worked it out. So he was free. But he still had to go for therapy and stuff like that. And so he said, "I want to talk to you about some other things." I said, "Okay, come on back here." And I lived in the back of these apartments in a little efficiency. My son Lonnie had come from Texas. And Lonnie was staying there with me temporarily, you know, because he traveled. And my brother Alan came. And the guy was talking to who had got shot, he had a buddy with him, and they both of them come on back there. Well, when Lonnie saw him, he went off. "Hey, man, what y'all back here fooling with my mama for? My mama live alone. I don't like this kid. You better be glad them other three boys." And me and my brother looking at him like, "Is he crazy?" "Yeah, he crazy." I was like, "Lonnie, please. This is my work. This is what I do. If they were going to harm me in some kind of way, God never would have let them saw me." So they talked to me. He said he needed to go for therapy over to St. Vincent's. And my brother said, "Well, let me take them on because Lonnie is, you know, acting a fool in here. Let me take them on." So he took them on. The young man didn't get a chance to talk to me right then, but he came back and talked to me, and he said he had a lawsuit in and this and that, and he had some paperwork he needed to file and where to go, you know, and I would help him with stuff like this. Although he was wrong for going with the man's wife, but before the man knew whether or not he was going to rob him, he was wrong for shooting him. And so after I helped him a while, and you know, and Lonnie was still here, he just stopped coming altogether. He got what he needed, and he went on. But that was a part of that full-time work that I told God I wanted to do. You see? He is able, but we got to let us go. We're so in a cage to our flesh. We're so in a cage to what we want. Some of us, I can't live in the hut with the two palm trees. I promise you, if that's all you could get, you're living that hut with the two palm trees. And when I look at John the Baptist, he was out in the wilderness. Wore camel hair for clothes and was out there eating wild locusts. He wasn't sitting down to fine dining every night. He didn't have a kitchen where he could go in there and fry him up some chicken, Louis, and make him some mashed potatoes and gravy and sock all that up with a biscuit and have sweet tea, huh? And a slice of that pound cake, Louis, I talked about. John the Baptist didn't have that. He was one out in the wilderness crying, make straight this way. He was out letting them know there's one who's preferred before me, but he's coming after me, whose shoe latches I'm not even worthy to tie. But we got to live the good life, you see, because we're better than everything. But he promised us that he sent his son away to prepare a place for us. Listen, God don't give no junk. He's a God of more than quality. But we can't wait for the quality. We got to have this stuff that the earth is presenting to us. We got to have this gold. We got to have these earthly diamonds. And we're missing out. I done seen so many people die. When they told me Billy Jackson had died, I was floored. I know he's older and I know we come here to live, leave here. But when they told me he died with COVID, and nobody had been in the house with him. Was he vaccinated? Yeah. He got his groceries at the door like I do. He wasn't allowing anybody in and anybody out. But let me tell y'all what I want you to do today. Whether you've been vaccinated or not, I want you to get up on that vitamin C. I want you to take some vitamin D. And if your doctor says it's okay, I want you to go ahead and get you some zinc. Check with your doctor. If your doctor says it's okay, I want you to get some tonic water. It has quinine in it. And I want you to work with these things. Drink you some orange juice if you can. Anything that gives you vitamin C, vitamin D, build up your immune system. Because we don't know what's going on. We don't really, over a year, we don't really know still about this coronavirus thing, COVID-19. It done come back with a vengeance. It's more aggressive than it was before. It's easier to get now. And people cannot stay home. People cannot stay in their house. People just got to be with other people. My friend from Washington State said yesterday he went to get something. Oh, he went to help the people at the church. He said that they had five different 100 milligrams of zinc daily. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Louis. He said they had five different parties going on Sunday. People done gathered. I heard one of them say that mask, I believe it was the nurse, the masks don't stop the virus. They've been testing it for years. They've been working with it for years. And it don't stop the spread. It don't stop the virus from reaching you. Somebody else said 6 feet apart with your mask on, it don't stop it from coming. If you know to sneeze and see where that goes and how far that goes. That's something they gave us that we going on. But build up your immune system. Look it up. What do I need to do to build my immune system? And if I can, I'm going to stay home. And if I can, I'm going to stay separated. But this thing is no joke. Once you get in the hospital, nobody can come to see you if they got room for you. They sent my daughter home to die. They sent a bunch of other people home to die. They didn't have no more room for them in the hospital. And those that were in the hospital wasn't being properly cared for because the hospital was understaffed. Oh, yeah. So we want to be careful. Yeah, I love you. I know many love me. We want to hang out. We want to be. We can't do it no more. I'm serious about this thing. If I go to take my brother something, I take the bag and hang it out the window, roll the window up as far as I can, let him pull that bag through that window, and he back up them steps. And that's my biological brother. And y'all know I love him. He's a nut, That's my nutty brother. But we got to take this thing serious and be careful. I heard him in the hospital moaning and groaning. I'm telling you, it reminded me of being in hell. But we going to play. Brother Frank, did you have something you want to say? Please press that number one. I'll bring you right in. Good morning, my 708. God bless you this morning. I see you. If you have something you want to say, Brother Frank, just press that number one. Okay, I got you. Good morning, sir. God bless you this morning. How are you? Your mic is open, Brother Frank. Okay, 702. I know that, Brother Frank. Is your mic muted? Is your phone muted, Brother Frank? Because we can't hear you. I'm going to give you a few minutes to see if you can fix whatever's wrong. I know you're probably working on something. Brother Lewis say, hey, Frank, been missing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We got you now.
It's the phone. Systems okay. Over here is kind of acting up here and there. I just want to thank you. I mean, I've been doing this with all you saying, and I'm saying, wow, my sister's right on, and I'm doing it, and I know a lot of people think that what I'm doing is obsolete, but I know when God tells me to do something, I do it, and I've been doing this, and my sister here, she had it, and I didn't get it, and she got it from the dentist, so I stopped going. I didn't go to that dentist. I don't go out unless I have to go. And I'm taking all the precautions that I have to take and do what I'm supposed to do. One of the members that we were praying for took the shots, and now she left Sunday. Another one took the shot, and she left Monday. Monday before last. And my godson, now he gone. Young man.
Jesus.
And so all I'm just saying is I'm going to do what God say do, and I'm going to trust in him, and I'm doing the zinc, the vitamin D, C, and I'm doing the elderberry juice, and I'm keeping hydrated, and I'm praying, and I'm doing the precaution. And I know people look at me like I'm silly because I dress up just like I was doing when I was working in the hazmat. And doing this stuff, I had to protect myself the best I could. It might not have stopped at all, but it slowed down whatever was going on without being out there. I used to spray without a mask, and I could cough up this paint from my lungs. But when I put the mask on, it wasn't as bad. So it caught most of what I was getting direct. Same as with the asbestos that they never told us about. And when they tell you about all the underlines, I have them all. And I'm watching people with the underlines, and they're going and they're coming back. They're losing their memory. Remember Sister Gloria?
Uh-huh.
Her niece, a PhD doctor, psychologist, took the shot. Now she don't even know where she is. 3 days later, she does not even know what she was going to work with no clothes on. Okay,
Jesus.
So I've been talking to the Glory, praying, and everything.
Yeah.
And like the sister who took the shot that just passed Sunday told me, said, Brother Frank, don't you do it, Apostle. She said, I know you told me not to, and I told I want to do this and do that. But she said, the devil come up in here some kind of way, but he leaving her body now. She said that Saturday. But Saturday, when I spoke to her, she left out Sunday between 2 and 5, took her wings. Quite a few of them took their wings. There was nothing wrong with them in the beginning. So to God be the glory, we're going to continue to pray, trust in the Lord, and try to lean not to your own understanding. And believe this. I mean, don't let nobody convince you to do something that deep down in your belly where the rivers of living water flow, to say you to do something that you know that it ain't being told to you by the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Because when the Holy Ghost tell you to do something, you're going to be at ease. And don't let the people who done been bought out or paid out and tell you this is what's going on. Because quite a few of them ain't getting nothing shot in their system and making you believe this.
All right.
But I got the quinine, I got the tonic water. It's called one, name of one I'm using is India. Now, listen, I have not been able to get the information from the person who gave me about that wristband that keeps your distance away, but I'm working on it. But that works because they gave it to the football players because they were fining them $25,000 a day if they called. Because they said, well, I didn't know I was a distance. So they say, well, put this on. This going to let you know the distance you stay away. Okay. And the only ones who can be together are the ones who, what, been tested and they go. So you can't go say, well, okay, I want to play and go with my family. We go out to party and do a – that's out these days now. So I just want to say I thank God for giving you all that information. And send me that program so I can send it out to peoples and let them hear what's going on. Because if they don't have time to come to Jesus in the morning. But I'm going to do, and like you say, we've been doing part-time. I've been doing full-time with the Lord since 2008. And they say, well, what you can do? I say, I know what I can do. I can use the phone.
Right.
My mouth. I can use the phone in my mouth. And
yes,
that's what I've been doing, and I'm going to continue to do it. As long as God give it to me, I'm going to be putting it out there. And I'm almost got everything squared away over here so I can be on regular and listen in and charm in sometime as well. Amen.
Amen, Brother Frank. Well, listen, you know you got a lot of good mornings now. Sister Jerry said good morning, Brother Frank, Brother Lewis, Fionn.
Okay, good morning, y'all. Good
yes,
morning.
Sir. Amen. Well, look, Apostle Peoples, I tell you this now. When you can hear from the Ayah Shatahaya, hey, glory to his majesty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to his majesty.
Thank you.
You can hear from God. Apostle,
yes.
I'm here to tell you this morning. You will be spared. You will be saved if you take heed and listen. Stop letting your flesh overrule what you hear about God. He is
Amen.
He is able. He's a healer. I know him as a lawyer in the courtroom. I know him as a doctor in the sick room. There's nothing too hard for him to do. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I
Amen.
It's time for us to get up and praise God. Pray and praise him. Go on and praise him. Because
Hallelujah.
When the blessings go up, the blessings of Almighty God go come down. No need for us to be in a box, scared and crying. And you hear me? Nope. Lord, if you send me to do it, I'm going to do it. And I used to tell people, I said, listen. Brother Frank don't get out like we get out no more. I said, but one thing about him, he worked that phone tree until he can't work it no more. He was sending people to Jesus in the morning. He was doing this all over at the BA, witnessing and talking to people. People were calling for this and calling for that. He yet was working. He couldn't get around like we get around. Oh, but Frank was working. And like I say, he worked them phones. And see, the harvest is plenteous, but the labels are few. And we don't have no excuse why we can't be a great witness unto God. I know many got the little black book, you know, with the phone numbers in it. Some people got a phone and address book. Some people got it in their cell phone, you know, all these names and numbers. Call somebody and check on them. Call somebody and tell them what you heard. Call somebody and tell them we got to believe God in this hour. Call somebody and tell them we need Jesus. And without him, we can do absolutely nothing. Let's depend on God. Let's come up in our faith and trust and believe in him. And let's have the patience to work, you know, to wait on it. Because sometimes folk will pray at 5 o'clock. If God ain't moved by 3 minutes after 5, they got to do it for themselves and just messing up everything. And so whether you took the shot or not, whether you took the vaccine or not, you yourself go to God. Because he said, ask and it'll be given. Who want it? You want it. Go to God and ask. Seek and you're going to find. Seek God's face and you're going to find the answer to your problem. Knock and the door will come open to you. Who door you knocking on? You knocking on God's door. He going to open the door and let you in. He going to sit down and give you wisdom. He going to sup with you. He going to tell you what you need. But we got to go to him. And see, this is what I noticed. If you're talking natural stuff, more people coming. But if you're talking more spiritual stuff, less people coming. Because they don't understand we need more spiritual than natural. The scripture says, and the just shall live. Listen what it said now. And the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. If you look at Hebrews over there, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. Go back there and look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go back there and look at Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Go back there and look at them to see what they had. Faith. Faith will move God. Trusting him will move him. Crying and talking, it'll move him, but you got to be crying out to him in faith. I cried unto the Lord. He heard my cry. I'm telling my literally tears, real crying unto him. But I was crying unto him in faith. Asking him to do what I needed him to do, believing he would do it, even for my daughter. I got so many people done call me or text me or something and told me my so-and-so got COVID. My this and that got COVID and they on the ventilator. Because see, most times when we hear that ventilator, we think it's over with for them. But I know people went on it and they home now. I know people, they breathing was at 80% and they home now. Yeah, Hebrews 11 and 1. Thank you, Brother Louis. Take a look at James 1 and 5. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God and give it to all men. He ain't made no distinction. He ain't going to just give it to the believer and don't give it to nobody else. Yeah. They give it to all men liberally and upbraid us not. And it shall be given unto him. But we got to believe. We got to have faith in him. We got to trust him. And I found this out. When I have faith and trust God, he don't let me down. Because I'm believing in him and I'm trusting him. And he's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. But Brother Frank, I'm going to mute your mic and I'll open it back up. Listen. I tell you all the time when I have dial things. I tell you all the time I need money and I didn't know which way it was going to come from or how it was going to come. And these are some serious things I'm talking about. And I pray and I leave it alone. I walk away from it, leave it on the altar and wait on God. God come through. Yesterday my account said you negative because this, that, and the other come through and we charging you $35 because you didn't have the money. I went back in there to look because I said, what? When I went back in there and looked, only $1 was taken out of my account. My money was still there. $53, I think it was, or $54 was still there. And the bill was paid. He's a way maker. With God, nothing is impossible. With man, it's impossible, but not with God. And see, we don't want to believe. We want to do what the world do. We need proof. I need God to show me. Now, God needs you to believe him and believe what his word said and stand on his word and after standing, stand some more because that word going to do what he set out for it to do. Yeah, God is able to see us through. He won't leave us, not forsake us. He'll be with us until the end, but do we really believe the word of God? No. We playing out here. We'll say one thing but do another, and God is looking at all of this. He's looking at what we say, but he's also watching what we're doing. And if our lips and heart don't line up together, he know we lying. And guess what? He deal with the heart. Yeah. See, we think he deal with what we doing, but he deal with the heart. Because some people done did wrong, but he saw in their heart that they didn't mean to do it that way. They sorry for the way they did it. I wish I wouldn't have never did that. Lord, help me and forgive me. And he come right in, forgive them, wipe that slate clean like they never did it. And as they continue on in him, and Lord, help me not to do that again. My prayer is this. Lord, when this thing come back around, whatever I've done wrong, don't let it find me in the same place. But Father, let me have moved on. You swept the house clean, and don't let me bring nothing else back in there, Father. And if I find myself then brought something back in there, I'll go back to him again in repentance. Because he's going to continue to forgive us if we'll continue to ask and continue to pray and ask God to strengthen us. But we got to get real. We got to get serious. It can't be on the surface. We got to get deep down in there and ask God for his sincere help. Because we need you, Lord. Without you, we can't make it. We quick to be in mess. We quick to unforgive. We won't forgive nobody. And I've never seen so many women in trouble. This is why parents, especially if it's two parents, keep your daughter home as long as you can. Keep your son home as long as you can. As long as they're willing to hear what you're teaching them, keep them home and teach them that it's bad men out here and it's bad women out here and to be careful. Some people didn't have the love that they really needed from childhood. And they had these ideals and things they wanted, and they took up with people who appeared to be sheep. But these were wolf in sheep clothing. Now they got your son and daughter and just treat them any kind of way. Sometimes the parents gone. Sometimes the parents wasn't there, but, you know, now that you're grown, they can deal with you. Because some men, they didn't want to deal with the babies because they had to change diapers. They had to make formula. They had to feed the baby. They had to potty train. They wasn't there. But as soon as the baby became of age, it could eat, it could talk, it could dress itself. Now they want to come back and be a daddy. You got all kind of situations. But this morning, if you know God, if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, he has drawn you. And if he has drawn you, now is the time to draw near unto him. Like you have never drawn to him before. So when you hear of all this stuff, it'll roll off your back like water roll off a duck. A duck is greasy. And when he get in the water just roll right off his feathers. And that's the way we want the foolishness of the world to do. We want it to roll off of us. And keep going. Carry that to somebody who needs it, because I don't. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. I'm his and he's mine. I'm a new creature in him. He made me over so I could look like him. Me and Sister Spinner was talking last night, and I was sharing some things with her. And we went to 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, looking for it, and we didn't find it there. We went to the 9th. We found it over in chapter 10 and verse 9, where he changed. He gave Saul another heart. And how many know this morning God is able to give us another heart? And we want to ask him for a pure heart unto him. We want to ask him for a heart of flesh, a soft heart, that when he speak, we don't harden our heart. When we read his word out loud, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. We won't resist his word. But we'll receive his word, embrace it, let it get in our heart that we might not sin against him. I'm telling you this morning, if ever there was a time for the people of God to draw to God, now is that time. It's praying time. It's praising time. It's obedience time. It's faithful unto him time. Because the world is getting wickeder and wiser. And when folks after money, the love, listen what it said now. I didn't say it. You can't hold it against me. I wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. But this is what he said. For the love of money, the love of it, you got to love it now. It's the root of all evil. And I know what he's talking about. When you love money, there's nothing too low down and dirty for you to do. You'll cheat the guy out of his patience out of their money. The people that have to be on the kidney machine, you'll cheat them out of their money. The crippled people, the handicapped people, the mentally issued people, you don't care who they are, just give me the money. Hey, it must be the money. When you love it, when you love stuff and things of this world, you're willing to suffer through anything just long as you can have the stuff of this world. But we are believers. We shouldn't be beholden to nothing but Jesus this morning. We should be beholden to Almighty God who have all power. And see, where I come from something. I come from good stock. I'm just honest with mine. I done had stuff before. So today, I'm not beholden to nothing but Jesus. I'm not beholden to no car, no money, no house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, no certain neighborhood I live in. God gave me this. I didn't give this to myself, because if it had been left up to me, I'd have moved over there on the north side, over there where them people were that, that I like to work with. No, you need a place of quietness. You need a place where they're not going to run over there and harass you and aggravate you, and you're too tired to work because you've just been dealing with these people, and they're not going to change. They're not going to change and come to me as long as they can continue to come to you. And you can't save them. You can't heal them. You can't fix them. They got to come to me. And if they're not going to come to me, I'm going to cut you loose in a minute, because it's some foolishness now. If they're going to walk with me, I'm going to let them walk with you, because how can two walk together except they agree? I love folk. Y'all better know it today. Y'all done saw it. I love people. Willing to give the shirt off my back. Willing to give you the last plate of food. Just let me bite that little chicken piece right. Yeah, I've been in meetings where God used me to prophesy. I remember this one meeting, and you know, I get permission from the pastor. The pastor, can I obey God? And they say, yeah. And God used my mouth. And this one man, he was sitting with a bunch of people on a pew. And I went over and I said, mister, money is falling down around you. I said, it's raining money upon you, mister. And he looked at me like, she got to be kidding me. I'm sitting here with $5 maybe in my pocket, and she tell me some money raining down on me. Well, I can't see it. No, you can't see it because you don't have an eye. You don't know how to draw nigh to God so he can draw nigh to you so he can show you. Well, look, time went on. I went on. But this is what I told him, y'all. I said, listen now, when you get that money, y'all give him my phone number so he can call me so I can get my cut out the money. And when I walked away, turned to walk away, just like Saul did. He turned his back to walk away from Samuel, and God changed his heart. When I walked away from him, I knew right then and there he wouldn't give me one penny. And I turned around and I told him, I said, no, sir. And I went on. Well, his wife died. Listen, this woman had a prestigious job. She had money in the bank. She had all kind of insurance policies. She owned the house, brand new car, all kind of stuff, and his name was still on everything. They were separated, but they hadn't divorced yet, and his name was on everything when the woman died. So nothing went to the mother, everything went to the husband. Got the money and blew it. He opened up a clothing store, and they said instead of him running a clothing store, he running these different women to lunch. Expensive lunches and all this to impress women and all this foolishness. I said that too to say this. If God speak it, it shall surely come to pass. Be like Job that they do it, though it tarry, wait for it. I am still going to speak those things that are not as though they were. I can't help COVID, vaccine, and nothing else. Whatever I want, I'm going to ask God for it. I'm going to ask him to continue to bless me to live good, eat good, stay in, and go where I have to go and come back. Take my vitamin C, my vitamin D, my quinine, and my zinc. Build my immune system up. And I believe I've been blessed because I drank orange juice. At one time, if I drank orange juice, boy, it would make me sick as a dog. That's because it was blood sugar. And I'm going to tell you the best way I love it. Put me some ice in a cup and pour the cold orange juice out the refrigerator over the ice. Boy, it looked like I could drink a gallon of it, but I know my limit. So I drank me a half a cup or so, and I'm good. That's vitamin C. Last week, I bought 3 oranges. I ate all 3 within the week. Vitamin C. Build your immune system up. Pray. Praise God. And watch him move for you. Sister Rita, every chance you get, I need you praising God. Sion, every chance you get, I don't need you to focus on what's going on. I need you to focus on the praise. Because praise is what's going to bring down the blessings and miracles upon you. He want to know in the midst of your storm, will you praise me? In the midst of your storm, would you listen to me? Would you trust me? Would you believe me? Can you continue to wait on me? Because we got to have faith, we got to believe in him, we got to trust him, and we got to wait on him. Have patience. I didn't even know what my bank account was doing because I ain't had that much to be watching no bank account. If I had a few $1,000, you know, I'd be watching my every little penny, you know, make sure ain't nobody in there tapping my little account. But 2 or 3 nickels, ain't no need to keep watching that. If they take them 2 nickels, then I just close it out and tell the bank about it and open me something else. Can you get my 2 nickels back and let me move on to a new account because they done busted that one. But he make ways where you see no way. He make ways where you can see no way. He opened doors that has been shut and locked and sealed. Only he can open that door unto you. He loves cheerful givers. If we'll give, guess what? He going to give to us. Begin to pray and ask God for seed money. He gives seed to the sower, not the harvest, but the seed money. And when you plant, God going to give you a harvest. I'm a living witness. I am a living witness. I am a living witness. And they told me, when you ain't got enough to do what you need to do, plant it as a seed so it can grow back and you get all that you need to pay, all that you need to pay. But we get $2 and we scared to give a quarter out or a dime because it's going to take from what we're trying to do. Go ahead and give that quarter so it can multiply. If you can, get a whole $2 so that you can get 200 back. You didn't need but 100. But you sold the whole $2, he going to multiply 100-fold and give you 200. Now you got 100 to pay your bill. You got 100 for your pocket. Go on and shop if you want to. Put $50 up if you need to. God is able to see us through. I'm not beholden to nothing but Jesus. And he worked everything out for me because I can't work it out for myself. But I work unto him. The pay is good. The benefits are great. Yeah. I work unto him. And when I tell you I got some hard cases, I have some hard cases. Folks dying. Folks dying. I can't tell you all I do. But rest assured this morning, there's some hard cases. There's some cases that'll make you cry for a couple of hours if you're not careful with yourself. If you don't give it back to God right away, that thing will have you crying for a couple of hours. You're trying to shake it loose, and every time you think about it, you can't stop. Because you hurt. And you hurt for them. And you're thinking to yourself, what if that was me? What if that was my mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother? How would I feel? My nephew got killed. And his behind was bad. But I love old bad behind. And when he got killed, that thing hurt me to the core. You hear me? But God sent a message through his brother to me. Hey, glory, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He's always there. God is always there to make sure we're good. He is faithful. Send the message through the brother to let me know. I've sent his mama. I've sent you. I've sent his brother. And I even came. And he wouldn't listen. What more could I do? He wouldn't hear. So he couldn't be protected. If you tell me, hey, Barbara, don't stick your hand in the fire, it's going to burn it. You don't know what you're talking about. And I stick my hand in that fire, I'm burnt. Barbara, don't stick your hand in there and hold it over the fire like that. It's going to burn it. Now, I got third-degree burn. My hand is burnt bad. Why? I wouldn't hear. He said, Frank. Frank said, don't put your hand in the fire, Sister Barbara. It's going to burn it. He said, Louis, don't put your hand in the fire, Sister Barbara. It's going to burn it. He said, Doc Goodman, don't put your hand in the fire. It's going to, Jerry, don't put your hand in the fire, Sister Barbara. It's going to, I wouldn't listen to nobody. Now the hand got third degree burned. And guess what? It wilted the fingers that they come together like a web now. Had I listened, I would have my whole hand. I would have the activities of my hand. I could move my hands any kind of way I wanted to, but I wouldn't listen. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And this hour God is speaking, but we got to listen and stop talking about what we learned and what we know. If you knew so much, you wouldn't go through so much. But you don't know nothing. And you're not going through what you're going through for the sake of God. You're going through what you're going through because you're hard-headed. You're going through what you're going through because you're disobedient. You're going through what you're going through because you're holding to your flesh. You're not letting the Spirit abide. You're not following the Spirit of God. He'll lead and guide you into all truth. You're following what your flesh say. And we'll make an excuse right now. Ooh, Lord, have mercy when we make an excuse. And let me tell you something. God will send people that's truthful to you, but the devil will fix it up where they look like liars. Because he wants to continue to conceive you, to deceive you, to deceive you. He will make it look like it's the biggest lie ever told. Oh, they don't love you. This and that and the other. So you won't be around who going to get deliverance to you. Who God is going to use so God can deliver you. I can't deliver nobody. I can't set you free. Only God can. But you got to follow instructions to be set free. You got to want it. And you got to want to stay with God. I sang a song to myself that says this. I gave up the world to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And I gave to this world its wicked ways. I stepped right out on God's promise in everything I am. Now it's his, I'm going to stay. Yeah. Woo. I had to give back to the world its wicked ways. I had to step out in faith on the promises of God. From 93 to 2001, I'm still at it. And he's still repairing me. He's still working on me. He's still fixing me. But the key with it is this. I'm willing to obey. I'm willing to work unto him, not unto myself. I work unto him for the sake of his people. Whoever he send my way. I'm willing to work with them until he says no more. People have come and got mad with me for what took place here, for what God did. They blame me for it. They told me what they didn't like and what they like. I don't want no more of this. Don't do that. I'm thinking to myself, they don't understand, Lord. They think they're telling it to me, but they're telling it to you because this belongs to you. This don't belong to me. I didn't put this together. God did this. What go on here is up to him. I don't have control. I don't have the last word over what he does over here. Only he does. What he do through Freedom Door, you can tell me anything you want now. And I can say to you anything I want to say. But God going to have his way because allow him to. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Because people, if it hurt them, they think you need to stop it. Now, if you hurt from this, go to God. This says Jesus in the morning. It don't say Barbara in the morning. Jesus in the morning. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the one that died for you. Barbara didn't, and she never will. God so loved you, he sent his only begotten son for you. Anything you don't like where God is residing, talk to God about it. Don't come to the person that he's using because they can't do nothing about it. I can't. I can't tell God the format over here and what to do. Folk have done me wrong, and I told the Lord, okay, I ain't going to never do nothing for them no more. I'm not going to be bothered. I'm not going to, the Lord didn't say a word. Because when I send you, you're going to go. You're going to do what I said. You said you gave me your will. You wanted my will to be your will. I need you to get on over there and help Terry. I need you to get on over there and get on top of the GoFundMe the best you can. When you have a spare minute, I need you to promote it the best you can. I sent you to do a work. You can't tell me what you're not going to do when you done told me what you wanted to do. I heard you and I answered. Now you're going to go back on your word? You're going to lie? Lord, forgive me. Father God, help me. Because we got to forgive. And if we don't forgive, God can't forgive us. And in this hour, it's not time to play church. It's time to be the church. In this hour, it's time to run this race. We can run it with patience, but you shouldn't have so many stops. Because you're not running alone. God is giving you the energy to run. Run on in him. And you got so many people. I thank Sister Linda from California, Brother Frank, I really do. But they send me all these attachments every morning. My niece, she sent me all these prayers. Look here. What I'm going to need you to do is use that yourself. I got too much going on. I can't get to all this stuff. But that's their way of ministering. That's their way of witnessing. And nothing is wrong with it. I just can't get to everything. And how many know everything is not for everybody? Everything is not for everybody. Everything go on is not for Barbara. God has certain things lined up for me. I'm not a part of everything. And I thank God this morning I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Yeah. I'm blessed, and I thank him for it. Clothed in my right mind. I have the use and activities of my limbs, my life, my health, and my strength, all because of him. I'm breathing right now because of him. God is so faithful. Woo! He is so faithful. And I want to be faithful unto him. And even his word says, if I'm faithful, he'll give me a crown of life that will never fade away. But I need faith. I need to believe in him. I need to trust him. I need to have patience to wait on him. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Yeah, I'm grateful unto Almighty God this morning. Listen, I'm going to one more request this morning. And this particular song this morning, I'm going to dedicate this one to each and every caller, each and every listener this morning. I'm going to dedicate this to us because this is what we need to do in this hour. We need to pray, praise, and obey. Get in that word so we'll know what to obey. Hallelujah. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. So this request is for all of us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, Radio, not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah. I just want to praise you, huh? Forever and ever. Oh, yeah, Lord. For all you've done for me. Oh, he has moved in ways. I had no clue he could move like that. I had no clue he loved me like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank him this morning because he's on our side today. He is for us, and we should be for him like he is for us. Hallelujah. The studio is open. I'm going to open your mic back up, Brother Frank. If you have something else you would like to say, your mic is open. And if there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I will send you a little text this morning.
Okay.
I will send you a little text this morning. But I just want to say good morning to everyone. And it is indeed a blessing to just be here, knowing that this is another day, not just words out of my mouth, but from my heart, knowing that God loves us and he just wants us to love him, honor him, obey him, and need him and want him. And as long as we can seek it, everything going to be all right. We stay in his will. Everything will be all right. There's been times that things was not so good, and sometimes things was so well, but now things are, because he gives us instructions. One of the people who I communicate with over there in Akron, Ohio, put something in the paper, city newspapers, is telling us what's going on, but the Bible is telling us why it's going on, the reason for it going on. So when we stay in the Bible until the Bible gets into us, and you just make it be something that if it was difficult, make it easy. And was easy, make it difficult. Sometimes it's easy to say, well, I'll put it off today. And when you look up, you're going to drift away, and you're out in the middle of the ocean with nowhere to go. And God has to guide us back to land. Like Paul told him, grab a piece of this boat. If you want to be saved, and everyone made it. And how they looked at him and said, well, we'll know if he's saved or not. Because the snake bit him, and he studied, kept on moving, shook it off in the firelight, but nothing to it. So I learned that if I speak to two peoples within my lifetime to let them know about Jesus Christ and how much he loved us and how God loved us to do what he did for us every day, I feel I've done something worthy to the Father. And we might not can be able to maneuver through these circumstances that the world make it seem like, but God has never hindered us from spreading the great gospel of Jesus Christ, and he never will. If we just have, like you were saying, faith, that's what it's all about. As the medicine says, shake it well. And if you don't shake it well, it doesn't have the potency of what it needs to do, what it was accomplished, came to accomplish. But when you take the word of God and put faith with it, it never fails. It never runs out on you, and it never gives up on you, because that's God, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he never turned his back on us, and I thank God for it. Back to you, sister.
Amen, Brother Frank. Amen. God bless you this morning. That reminds me of a song. I'm going to play it for you in a few minutes, Brother Frank. And
okay.
I know you'll enjoy this one. But listen, my son Willie Henley told me yesterday. He said, "Mom, some people got the letter." Oh, this boy blessed me with that preaching yesterday. He said some folks got the letter, Mom, but they ain't got the spirit. You got to
there
get
go.
The letter and the spirit. Oh, boy, look at here. Oh, he just preached to me for a while. Y'all don't understand how I like good preaching.
Amen.
And he decided to sit down and be taught. And I tell you, it just tickled me real good some days. It just tickled me real good because, Lord, look what you've done for him. Look where you brought him from. Let me tell you something. If you make a start with God and you're going to go on out there and do some things, you only going to go so far. I want to tell you that. You only going to go so far. Because he's
right.
The very intent of your heart. And one day he going to tap you on the shoulder and show you it's time to come on home now. You keep staying on out here. You see what happened to them? Yeah, they're going to be eating some chicken and cake and potato salad behind you. Now come on home where I can bless you.
There you go.
Yeah, and he came on home where he could be blessed. Because he wasn't preaching anyway. That was before he entered his mother's womb. He didn't know it, but God knew what he called him for, what he chose him for. Yeah, and this one here, he's working on some things that he said he got to sit down and let God work it out in him.
That's right.
But see, when he talk with you, you can tell the calling is there. Oh, boy, because God take over the mouth and he be running it. And he don't even know it. yesterday. Oh, but he preached me good yesterday. When I got off the phone with him, I could run a little bit further. Hallelujah. So they got the letterman, but they don't have the spirit. See, we got Acts. We got Romans, well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you know, we got Acts and Romans and the Corinthians and Ephesians and Philippians. We got all these letters that's been written. But in order to understand the letters, we got to have the spirit. Oh, that's all right with me right there. Look here.
Right.
Henley, I'm going to dedicate this one to you too. You and Brother Frank this morning, Apostle Frank Peoples. I'm going to dedicate this to the both of y'all this morning. Y'all just hold on 1 minute here. I got to bring this one to you. Oh, I love it.
Some of y'all standing up here looking cute. I got a message for you.
Okay, yeah, Ronald Brown.
You got your little Mercedes, your little Cadillac, your little Lexus. You take you somebody.
Uh-huh.
I got a message for you.
All right.
You know, we need to tell them, they have a star. All these lords are and it's moving, man. This somewhere. If your soul will not, and you can see love, you love somewhere. Thank you.
don't know what kind of church this is. Before you sit down, tell them this is a sanctified church. You may be seated.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bishop Ronald E. Brown. Yeah, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. And if our soul is not anchored in Jesus, we will surely drift away. Yeah, and that's the one that said, I'm looking for a church sound. I don't want no studio sound. Yeah, and this is the kind of church service I was brought up on. Yeah. This kind of church service over at the Pentecostal church where my dad attended, the Church of Christ Written in Heaven, that's where they had this kind of music over there. You could dance as much as you wanted to. Yeah, because you're dancing before the Lord. Oh, I remember them days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Brother Anthony, bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Bless, highly favored. Good morning to you, Ms. Bob. First of all, I want to give God all the honor, praise, and glory. Thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Thank you for the activity of my limbs, just keeping me in my right mind. I want to say good morning to everybody. Brother Frank, Brother D, Sister Rivers, Sister Brown, Sister Amora, Miss Rose, Jerry, everybody this morning. I just thank God for the fellowship and, you know, just being able to come together and, you know, get us spiritual food, you know, and, you know, get closer to, you know, plans that God got for our lives. And, you know, I just ask God to continue to strengthen me in my walk, you know, in my prayer life and my Bible study life. You know, give me a overflow of his word and the prayer and my anointing. You know, I just thank God for what he's doing for me. And, you know, I just want to do it right for him. And my words and my mind and my heart are lined up with him. You know, I just thank God for that. And, you know, just being able to be under his covering. So I just want to say good morning to everybody, and y'all continue to keep me in y'all prayers, and I keep y'all in mind. Y'all have an awesome, mighty day today.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Anthony. Brother Lewis, say hey, Brother Anthony.
Oh, we got you, Brother Lewis. My bad, Brother Lewis.
God bless you, Brother Anthony. I will give you a call today.
You want to call Brother Frank?
Amen. Amen. God is faithful to us, and I was sharing, I think that was with Eva, Sister Jared, on yesterday evening. You know, when I look back where God brought Anthony from, I know y'all may not understand, but when I look back, and I see where God brought him from, it don't mean he's perfect or nothing like that, but he's striving for perfection in Jesus. And not only that, he come a long ways. I'm here to tell you today, God was on his side. And one thing I can say about him, he might have disappeared for a while because he had to work. He had to get himself together and get him a job, and he learned the roles and did some of all kind of places. But God would always bring him back, and he would always be faithful and willing to come and hear Jesus in the morning. I remember days one time somebody had did something to him, and he said this. He said, I'm going in there right now. I said, no, don't do that. Don't do that now. I said, boy, you trying to hurt me real bad. You trying to give me a heart attack. I can't have you in jail. I can't do that now. Don't do it. Don't do it. I remember these kind of days and the things he went through and where God has brought him. Now, when he came, he was a boy. He had the age of a man, but he was a boy. Today, I could truly say he's a full-grown man. It makes a difference between the boy and a man. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah, Lord Jesus. And I thank God for him. I thank God for Frank, because it was time I didn't know what to say to him. I'm not a man. But God sent Apostle Peter. I called him Brother Frank because that's my brother. But God sent Brother Frank, and Brother Frank took Anthony under his wings and kept up with him, and he kept up with Brother Frank, and things like that when I know anything after it was growing, after it was growing. He followed me over from Blog Talk TV. Yeah, I used to do the morning Blog Talk TV show. You could see me broadcasting Jesus in the Morning Radio. And Brother Anthony come over there and he found me and been with me ever since. I know that's been 9 years ago. I know it. Maybe 10 years. Yeah, about 10 years ago. And so I thank God for that. Thank God for that. Brother Lewis been here 11 years, the whole time. He said, as long as you teaching and preaching Jesus, I'm going to be right there. I'm not going nowhere. And he manned that chat room 11 years. Uh-huh. Brother Lewis. Thank God for it. I know Frank been here 10 years. Yeah, Frank been here a minute. And so I just thank God for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. Yeah, I get excited, hallelujah, about the things of the Lord. Good morning, Brother Jermaine. God bless you, sir. Sister Diane, good morning to you. Sister Samoa, good morning. God bless you. And my Nikki, and Willie Henley, Bro Will over there. Well, Minister Will is what I'm going to call you. Say what you want. And Sister Rita this morning, and Sister Jerry, and my 708 area code, God bless you this morning, and Sister Stenna, and Sister Dorothy Goodman, and Sister Precious, good morning, and Brother Anthony, Brother Frank, where did Jerry go? Did I say good morning to Jerry? Good morning, Sister Jerry. Oh, yeah, there you go, right there. And look, I'm going to go a little bit further here. And I tell Sister Mary Ann, good morning, Sister Mary Ann. I got your message over on Instagram, and we did a little talking back and forth. That's my girl right there, too, that Mary Ann. Mary Ann comes to my rescue. Hallelujah. Sister Barbara, I'm praying, this and that. Yeah, thank you so much. And a good morning to you, Sister Melanie Rose and Sister Angela in California. Sister Laura, God bless you, baby. Good morning, Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah. God bless you this morning. God bless you, Sister Alexis and Sister Lachelle and Sister Andrea in Philadelphia. Sister Keisha and Sister Angela Foote. And good morning to your mama, Sister Anna Lee Foote. God bless you over there. God bless you. And I thank God for you. Y'all know that's that gangster right there, that Annalise Good. Oh, my goodness. Out taking folks to and from places. I say, if this is two strokes and heart attacks and stuff, oh, you know God on that woman's side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps. I played our song this morning, Whenever God Shine That Light on Us. Good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker. Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Boatwright. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, and Brother D, and Brother Dan, and Brother Mike Hopps. And good morning to you, Brother George West Perry, and Brother Lee Hamilton. Good morning to you, and Brother Frank again, and Brother Justin Gilmore. God bless you, Brother Gilmore. Thank God for you this morning. And I ain't heard from Brother Perry in a day or so. I see him in the chat room, you know, every now and then. I like to check, make sure everything all right over there, Brother Perry. And we good to go. And we just thank God for each and every one, though, that come through the archives and the podcasts. And some people like my goddaughter, Laura, in Philadelphia, she a day behind. So, yes, she'll listen to today's show tomorrow. And yesterday's show, you know, she listened to it today. And I think Brother Jermaine do something like that, too, and maybe there are many more. But nonetheless, they catch every show and listen to it, you know, when they can't be live all the time. They catch it in the podcast. Some catch it in the archive. And I thank God for you. Thank God for my brothers and sisters overseas, Africa represented, Cameroon and Nepal different places, Nigeria, Jamaica. God bless you this morning. Thank God for those in Pakistan and India and different places. I give God glory, honor, and praise for you, Germany and Russia, China, wherever you come through this morning. I tell God, thank you, thank you, thank you for every caller and every listener. And many, you know, like Angela Foote, say, Miss Barbara, I listen to your show. And I've been listening since 2014. I'm like, wow. Yeah. And we love it, Sister Barbara. We appreciate it, you know. And that let me know God is yet blessing me to be a blessing unto his people. Because everybody don't always get it. Because they're struggling within themselves to hold on to a little bit of that flesh. Let go and let the spirit have its way. You're going to be all right today. God is not going to leave you hanging. He know why he sent you, you see. He drew you to him. And now all you got to do is come up in your faith and come up in your trust, believe in him, and seek him with your whole heart. God going to make you better than you ever been. And now more than ever, it's time for ministry to start in you. Yes, yeah, start walking it out. Start walking ministry out in you, obeying God. Yeah. And I was intending to tell you that, Sister Spinner, it has already begun for you when you was talking to your sister. That was ministry. You was already ministered. I know you're waiting, but he can't wait because the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. And so he going to go ahead and use you in many days. You don't even know. We don't even know we're being used, some of us. I know when I'm being used because I know him. And I decided to go all the way. I accepted and decided to go all the way. And there were days when I didn't understand. I didn't know what was going on, but I trust him. And then there were times I wasn't sure if that was him. And this is what I told him. I said, Lord, if this is not you, don't let me do it. Because I don't want to make mistakes. And I don't want to say it's you when it's me. So, Lord, help me. If it's not you, stop me. And how many know he'll stop you? But we got to be serious about his business, serious about this work he called us to. He needs some workers, y'all. And some of us, we're not doing nothing but worrying. Yeah, over concern, overthinking. And there's no need to be that way. We need to carry everything to him in prayer and let God have his way. I'm telling you, if ever there was a time to be used, it's right now. All them with the takeover spirits, hey, you don't have to take over now. Just go on and start working. Yeah, just go on and start working unto the Lord. Yeah, because I've seen people, you know, they got the takeover spirit. They want what you done build. Now he called me to this, and I need you to find out what he called you to. Because you won't take over what God has set in place. I've heard preachers say that, yeah, they came here trying to take over. Yeah, I understand. But did they take over? No. Why? God gave that to you and not them. You'll never be able to outdo God and know. Shape, form, or fashion. No way, Jose. Mm-hmm. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The studio is still open. If there's anyone who has something else they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And I hope I've said good morning to everybody. I see you, Brother Jermaine. That just makes my day when I see that 415. Like Brother D, when I see that 706. Yeah, I know who that is. And I'm grateful unto Almighty God and thankful unto him. So listen, I'm going to go to this one request. All right, Brother Jermaine, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sister Barbara. I don't even know what you were talking about today because I hopped on the show. You know, I try to hop on when I can, but I for sure want to say good morning to you and everybody out there on the Jesus in the Morning radio show.
Amen to you. Good morning to you. And God bless you today. And because we know what's best for us all.
Right. Well, you know, I wanted to actually get a prayer request in because I got some things going on, concerning moving and what I feel like I want to do employment-wise. But out here in California, we've actually had these vaccine mandates start. And I was approached at my place of work. I feel like they kind of did us a little shady. We we got a late night email on Sunday night before we went to bed. So half the people didn't get it, and by the time we got to work on Monday night, we were told that they were going to be instituting a vaccine policy. The city where I'm close to, San Francisco, is going to be handed. They're not doing as bad as New York City, but it's getting there, and it's starting to be a battle between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And my reasons for not getting vaccinated, I have several, but the number one reason is I don't like the fact that I can't sue or take it to court if something were to happen. I have a feeling most people would probably be okay, but I don't like the precedent that it says that someone can basically do whatever they want to you, and if something happens to you, that's too bad. So I don't feel that's fair. I know a lot of brothers and sisters who are wonderful Christians, and they've already decided to go ahead and get the vaccine. For me personally, I'd like to see a little bit more long-term research, because the reality is we don't have any. You know, it's pretty much an experiment. They won't call it that, because you can't call, you know, human trials experimental. But that's exactly what it is. We're not foolish. So I just wanted to wait a little bit. Plus, I have seen people catch better. Some of them said it was terrible. I know COVID is a real thing. I'm not here to say it's not, but I think some of the news and the fear has pushed people into a place where they feel like they have no choice, but that's not true. You still do have a choice. But over here, there's some stores, some places of, I guess you say, entertainment, restaurants. You can still go into stores, but you can't go into some places unless you have proof of vaccination. And to me, that's starting to get into an area that I'm not comfortable with, which is fine, because all they're doing is making other entrepreneurs rich. I see that we have the Mexican hot dog people and other areas where they're actually pretty smart, where they just take their restaurant business outside, and they're making those people rich. And I'm more than happy giving my money if you want to serve me. But yeah, that's what's going on out here.
Yes, sir, Brother Jermaine. Yes, sir. They're preparing for something. It's a little bit more than just taking the vaccination. It's a little bit more to it. And control, too. But I heard the nurse this morning, you know, the doctor brothers, talk about the nurses and doctors going on strike and saying, don't do it. And he told us where to go to sign the petition. Because I tell you, this is crazy. This is crazy. If I don't want something in my body, no, why I should have to do it. And where is HIPAA when we need them? I shouldn't be forced to take medical stuff in my body if I don't want it. If I've seen what it did to others and I decide I don't want it, why am I forced to take it? That I don't think is right. For them that want it, give it to them. And them who don't want it, leave them alone. And if you say I can't go into a restaurant and eat, okay with me, because I can cook for myself. But if you say people can't bring grocery and drop it off to my door, I never see them and they never see me, or we see each other but the door is locked, I don't understand. But they're trying to force it on you, and by doing different things that you're accustomed to doing, now you can no longer do it because you need proof that you done took this stuff. But another nurse was saying, do the blood test. Mm-hmm. That's what another nurse said. But let me play this request, and Brother Jermaine, I'm coming back at you in a moment.
Thank you.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, the Louis Sherry song, the blood that Jesus shed for me. Hallelujah, way back on Calvary. Oh, it's the blood. They give me strength day to day. It would never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. I'm coming back at you, Brother Jermaine. And, yeah, I understand that part, too. If you take this thing and something happens, you don't have no way to recoup nothing. And see, that's just strange and crazy right there to me. You're going to give me something, and if something happened to me, I'm not able to recoup nothing over it. My daughter took me, and she died, and I can't recoup nothing. Something wrong with you.
Right. You know, Sister Barbara, that, to me, this is like, you know, just a couple of metaphors you can use out of this. It's like if I say, hey, let's play a video game. I'm gonna have a controller that works. Your controller may work sometime and it may not. But if I win that game, I'm better. It's like, no, you had an unfair advantage. But the only thing I'm hearing is when people have an adverse reaction, which in my family, I had somebody who's close to me who had an adverse reaction. And I have an aunt who's actually, she's up in the state of Washington. She's been a nurse for about 35, 40 years. And if anybody knows anything, nurses are some of the smartest people on earth. Most of the people trying to criticize them, and she told me that she was not going to be taking a vaccine. And now her husband is the opposite of her. He decided to go ahead and take it and just trust in, you know, he went with whatever he was told. And this man was healthy for about 63 years, never had a health issue until after he took his vaccine. I think it was the Moderna vaccine, and now he has heart medication. They've had to call 911 two or three times. So he's got issues that he didn't have previously. Now, again, most people I know are fine, but what about the people who are not? You know, there's a website, a government website called VAERS, a Vaccine Accident Reporting System. And people should check that out. It's a government site. Most of the people don't know it exists. So it's not a conspiracy, but it reports accidents related to medicines and vaccines. And these particular vaccines seem to be having more accident reporting activity than most recent ones in history. And, again, these people deserve to have something, some kind of compensation. That there's the senator, I forgot his name right now, he did a hearing, and these are all pro-vaccine people. You know, they're all saying that we are not anti-vaccines, but we just want to introduce you to some people who have been affected by these vaccines. And again, it's just like, hey, we're sorry that happened to you, and then they turn their backs. That's just not right to me. So if I do take anything, because I'm not anti-vaccine either. You know, as a matter of fact, when I go to the dentist, I have good health insurance. I tell them, shoot me up with everything. I don't want to feel a drill penetrating my skull. So I say, give me everything. I'm not afraid of medicine, but those are medicines that have been around for a long time. This was just brand new. So I know we saw the president, vice president, and all these other politicians swear up and down they would never take anything that President Trump had created or had any hand in, and now all of a sudden they're forcing you to get it. It don't make no sense.
Yeah. Now, Brother Jermaine, give us the name of that website again.
It's called VAERS. It's an acronym, VAERS, for Vaccine Accident Reporting System. So V-A-E-R-S or V-A-R-S. I forgot the exact spelling, but if you look up Vaccine Accident Reporting, it should come up.
Okay.
And
Vaccine Accident Report.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. It's their Vaccine Accident Event Reporting System. So V-A-E-R-S. VAERS, and that's a .gov website, so that's from the government. And most people don't know it exists because we tend to just go along with whatever we're told, but this information is out there. It's not conspiracy. It's actual data, but again, it's not the most entertaining thing to read, but it's what we need. It's education, so we have to go ahead and educate ourselves and make our decisions that way. And you know, I'll tell you, Sister Barbara, when I see multiple nurses around the country saying that they are not going to do it, I mean, we're being led to believe that every single doctor and nurse is on board with this. It's like, well, I'd like to hear both sides of the equation. Why can't we hear from these people who are just as educated and just as experienced and just as credentialed? Why can't we hear the reasons why they feel like they don't want to do this? You know? So we're only getting one side of the story, and we have to be very careful of what the mainstream media is telling us, because people watch that TV all day long, and they tend to get programmed, you know, and all of a sudden people who don't even share your beliefs have more influence in your life than your family, than God, and everybody else. So I would say just, you know, we need to educate ourselves.
Sir, I tell you, we're gonna have to be led. We gotta be in prayer, and we gotta be led. I'm telling you today, because this is just too much. This is absolutely just too much. And now we understand people who just go without mask and just know somebody in your household got it. And they done been, and the people told them to quarantine, and they won't do it. They refuse to do it. You see, it's a difference in them. And you know what else? I gotta pray for this too today. People that can't read and write. Yeah, I gotta pray for these kind of people because of this. If you don't know how to read, and all this stuff coming out, what are you going to do? How would you know what's going on? You can't read. And if somebody who used to read for you pass away, what will happen? Yeah. So I want to pray for that too. And listen, you're never too old to learn. I've seen people 90 years old graduate from college. Because they said no matter what, they were going to get that college degree. They were going to finish school. I was in my 50s when I graduated. Mm-hmm. But that's another issue. I was thinking about that. You know, the people who can't read, some can't read and write. And not all of them are older people. Some of them are young people. Yeah, I remember I had a young lady with a $20 bill, and she didn't even know what it was, how much money she had. Couldn't have been no more than 14. I was like, my goodness, what is going on here? Yeah. And a lot of times they've been declared as disabled, you know. The world called them slow and all special ed, all this kind of thing. Yeah. But we want to pray for them too. But just be careful. Get that vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and a quinine, a soda water that have quinine in it. Build your immune system up as strong as you can get it. Eat some food. Yeah, you need the full course meal if you can. All that's going to give you vitamin, nutrients, minerals, and all the things that you need. Eat those kind of vegetables, those kind of things. Stay away from processed food if you can. Yeah. Fruits, yeah, all of that. If you can drink real fruit juice, drink it. If you got a juicer, juice it. And get what we need in our bodies, and hopefully we can sustain away from that thing. Because I don't know where it's at. I couldn't tell you who got it, who don't have it. You never know. Yeah. And I was so happy. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I heard you mention earlier, what I was planning on doing this week was going ahead and get myself a T-cell test, which is basically a test to see if your body's already had any antibody activity specifically to COVID. Because someone had made a point, you know, we used to know this stuff. If you've been exposed to something, then a lot of times your body is already fighting it. And I heard this from a Christian doctor who I will forward to you later on today. And he said that he did not take the vaccine yet, and he was basically experimenting on himself. And, you know, I'm kind of along the same line of thinking. So people don't want to do that because a lot of times you have to come out of your own pocket. Like, it's going to cost about $200. But I figured, okay, if I show any activity that says my body's already been fighting it, then I don't see the need to go out and rush and get this so-called vaccine because, you know, some of the, like I said, COVID is 100% real. And I've had a couple family members who just had it, a couple were young, and they said they don't want to go through that again. And it's unpredictable. Some get it and they're fine. Some get it and it's terrible. But, you know, the media and the stuff we've been told, you know, I know some hospitals are having an issue when they get surged, but if you go by most hospitals, I don't see no U-Haul trucks full of bodies, and I don't see them overloaded just with COVID patients. There's people who have other things, and it's just the mass hysteria that's been created, I don't believe is justified. You know, people have to be careful. You got to clean yourself, wash your hands, and stop being nasty, but just the precedent that they're setting is, like you said, it's set up for something else. It's gone beyond normal. And, you know, how unfair is it to know somebody else's medical history? I mean, I should be able to ask the waitress or the waiter, do you have HIV? Do you have AIDS? You know, do you have some STD? If you ask that, they would look at you like you're crazy, but that's what they're doing with COVID. So, you know, there's all kinds of other alternative things that you can do and still be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, me personally, I'm blessed. I just don't want it, and I just refuse to take it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. And then if you look over in Revelations, it may be in the 13th chapter over there, and it's going to tell us some stuff. And my main reason is, I know what the word said. I serve a risen Savior. I trust God. He seen me through all kind of stuff, diabetes, all kind of stuff, heal my body. If he can do all of that, surely he can keep me safe from COVID. He hang that sun in the sky daily. He bring the light. He keep the sea back from the land. Truly, he can take good care of me. I just got to believe and trust him. And even if the people of God come together and pray for those that have to work and they're making it mandated on these people jobs, we want to come against that in the name of Jesus. We want to bind it up. And people like the lady about pointing pen, we talked about her. She's fighting for it, and they're coming against her. Because, look, there are parents that's burying two kids at one time. And they say it's due to this stuff. I go to the hospital because my knee hurting, and I die, and they say it's from COVID. See, it's too much going on, and no family members or nobody else can be there with you. I can't trust people like that. I can only trust God. So we got to be careful. And if ever there was a time to pray, if there was ever a time to draw closer to God so you could hear, not only hear, but that all your belief is in him, all your trust, and you asking God to show you, Lord, and help me today, he will do that for you. Yes, he will. He will do that for you. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. And so we're grateful unto him this morning. And we thank him for all he has done for us. And it's already all right. It's already all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And be thankful unto him. So listen, our time is up, and I'm going to pray us out. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And look, if sunshine is where you are, get out and get you some sunshine. Yeah, if it's only for 15 minutes, get that sunshine for 15 minutes, and you will be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Brother Jermaine bringing the intellectual side in. Father, we thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you for all the tools that you have given us, faith, hope, God, prayer, your spirit. We thank you this morning, your word, God. We're grateful unto you. And Father, this morning I come before you for those who can't read, and those who can't read or write this morning. And Father, I ask that, God, you would help these people. The Lord, even online, they would try and seek to find even an adult basic education class of some kind that would teach them the basics of reading. The Lord, they may be able to read so they can understand what's going on. Even read your word and understand your word in the name of Jesus. We ask this morning that you would bless Sion, God, and her family during their time of bereavement. Lord, I ask that you would open every door unto her and her family and bless Buddy this morning, God. Whatever they stand in the need of, I ask that you would move for them today in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you've done already, what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do. Ask this morning that as we depart, you would bless each and every one of us, those that are coming through the archives and the podcasts. Lord, we need you today. We can't make it without you. Open doors and make ways. And Lord, give us understanding. Give us wisdom this morning in the name of Jesus of which way to go and how to go about to do it. Remind us, Lord, to take vitamin C and vitamin D, God, and zinc and the quinine water and whatever else we need. And Lord, help us not to put too much into what the world is presenting. Because we are in the world, but we are not of the world. You drew us to you. And Lord, if we will lift you up, if we will work unto you, Father, you're going to bless us. You're going to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Loose your ministering angels this morning. Loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect each of us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Do it for our families and our friends, God, near and far. Don't let a one of us have to come back with a report of nothing negative. But God, that you've healed, that you've blessed our family members and our friends in the name of Jesus. You have kept us safe. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And this morning we bind up every virus. We bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose your healing power. For with your stripes we already heal. Father, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. And we loose your healing in the land upon your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, bless our going out this morning and bless our coming in. And Lord, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We need more faith. We need more prayer. God, we need more patience. Help us today in the name of Jesus to believe, oh God, in you. Again, in Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings and miracles of Almighty God upon you this day, August 24th, 2021, in Jesus' name. And Calvin, I didn't forget you, baby. I'm playing your song right now. Good morning, Calvin.
Hey. I come from Memphis. West Tennessee. Little small house, big family. Seven kids and I'm the baby. But I'm gone now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole world with me.
I'ma bring the home.